I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Later in the hour, we're going to meet a cast member from the National Touring Company of Wicked, which is back with a run in St. Louis. Next week, cast members perform non-Ozzygen material at the Sheldon. A Wicked Wonderland benefits Stages St. Louis and Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. And in this month's Soundbite segment, in partnership with Sauce Magazine, restaurant critic Michael Renner looks back on the year. But first, proceeds from a concert 1 week from tonight will benefit Kirkwood High School Symphonic Orchestra's trip to Lincoln Center in March, where it will compete for the National Orchestra Cup. Patrick Jackson is Kirkwood High's orchestra director, and we welcome him to the program. Patrick?
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone, violinist Meg Freivogel of the Jupiter String Quartet and also a Kirkwood High alum herself. Hi, Meg. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I want to congratulate you right off the top for the Jupiter String Quartet being recently appointed, is that the right word, as the quartet in residence at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana.
Thank you. Yeah.
So that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's exciting for us. It's kind of been a goal of ours for a while to have a residency like this. So we're very excited it worked out here.
You know, Patrick, those aren't so easy to come by, are they?
No. And when I found out, I was so excited, just went right away telling everybody.
We've told everyone now. A few years ago on this program, we talked to both of you when Kirkwood High, when the orchestra was preparing for a concert at Carnegie Hall. I think that was about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Was that a competition also, Patrick?
No, it was just that you sent in a tape, CD, and they only select three high school orchestras from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a little different. This is a competition, but the thing that's unique about it is you cannot apply for it. Cannot send a tape, cannot send anything. They select you through a process of that they have, that they find top orchestras around the United States. And then they emailed me and asked would we like to come and perform there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you said yes.
Well, tell me a little bit about this competition then.
Well, they usually invite about 10 orchestras. This year they have 7 that are committed, and they have national judges. Some of the judges are from prestigious conservatories like Juilliard, Manhattan School of Music. They are the ones that are judging. It's only orchestras. You go and you play a 30-minute concert, and these judges evaluate your performance, and then they pick a grand prize winner, which is called the Grand Championship Trophy, and it's awarded to the first-place orchestra.
Hmm. Well, Meg, the reason you're joining us today, because you and the other members of the Jupiter String Quartet are going to be performing a week from tonight with some other great people we're going to mention in a second, and it's all to raise money to help send these young Kirkwood musicians to the Lincoln Center.
Yeah, we're very happy to be able to play in the concert. It's always nice to get back to Kirkwood High School and back to our roots. Actually, it's part of the Jupiter Quartet who's playing, so my sister and I are both in the group, and my husband is the cellist, so the three of us are playing with my younger brother, Jay Freivogel, who's in a different string quartet, so it's a little complicated, but Liz, Jay, and I graduated from Kirkwood. We went through the orchestra program with Mr. Jackson, and it's really a great opportunity for us to come back and play in the school, so we're excited.
That's a family affair for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It always is. It's intertwined.
Well, John McDaniel is going to be a part of this event in a week also. You know, he's known as the band leader on the Rosie O'Donnell Show and for his work on Broadway. And, of course, he's a Kirkwood High School graduate. And he was on Cityscape last year when he was in town with Opera Theater St. Louis's Daughter of the Regiment, by the way. But let's talk a little bit about next week's concert. Meg, what's the string quartet going to do?
We're going to play a couple of movements from Dvorak's American Quartet, which has one of the most beautiful slow movements ever written, and it has a very celebratory last movement. All of us have played this piece when we were young, when we were a little bit older, and now we've recently actually had it on tour. So it's a real favorite of ours, and I think it'll be kind of a fun thing on the program.
Mm-hmm. Now, John McDaniel was there before your time, Patrick, of course, Kirkwood. I think he's mm-hmm. a graduate, 79, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's had an amazing career. Have you kept up with that?
Oh, yeah. You know, usually the alumni people in the music circle I try to keep up with. And where I first met him was at the Keating Center when we first opened. He came and played. And unannounced, when we played at Carnegie Hall several years ago, he just came to the concert. I didn't even know he was there. And then about a week later, I get this letter from him. And it was very moving, and he was very impressed of our performance at Carnegie Hall. And we have a display of the activities from Carnegie Hall, and in that showcase we have a letter from John.
Mm-hmm. I read that letter, and he had some nice things to say about your students, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, someone else that I know you're impressed with is going to be performing next week, too, and that's a young lady we've gotten to know on this show a few times over the years, your daughter Patrice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're very happy with her now and the things she's doing in the music world. We're very excited that she just got a position at Berklee College of Music as associate professor of cello.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And she was on Cityscape last time I saw her. She was like, she spent a little bit of time touring with a rock band.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that work out?
That was fine. Dad, you know, it was fine.
She was spreading her wings.
Yeah.
I guess. Do you ever do anything like that, Meg?
I haven't toured, no, not with a rock band, just a string quartet. That's enough for me, honestly, on the road. But Patrice is great. She's done a lot of different things, and she's such a talented cellist. And it's great to hear that she's going to be teaching now. She has a lot to offer, so it's exciting news.
Well, this is a big deal, going to Lincoln Center, and, you know, it's not cheap either. And I think it was earlier this year, was in the spring, that I think you figured out you needed something like $78,000 to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do?
Well, we first did a letter-writing campaign that brought in money, and the usual things that students do, car washes and rummage sales, and there was an art show. There's various things that we did to collect the money. And the big event is the benefit alumni benefit concert at Kirkwood High School.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest one.
So how close are you making your goal? When do you have to have it? And are you going to make it happen?
I think so. Oh, we're nearly at 57,000 right now. And then we're trying to sell out the Keating Center. I think we have about 100 tickets left. Mm-hmm. And that's a good sign.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, and Meg, please feel free to join in if you have something to add. We're talking to Meg Freivogel from the Jupiter String Quartet and Patrick Jackson, the orchestra director from Kirkwood High School, about an event next Friday. It's a Live at Lincoln Center benefit concert to help raise some funds to send the young musicians from Kirkwood High School to Lincoln Center for a competition. So you've got some other great people on the program that night.
Oh, yes. We have several students from our orchestra program. We like to start with the early ones. We have a young double bassist in the fifth grade, Natalie Bruns, middle school student playing cello, Tori Weininger. Then we have several high school students, Sarah Hureman, violin, and Tony Saputo, and Andy Barnett playing double bass. And then we go to the collegiate level. I have a former student that's a senior at Oberlin Conservatory of Music, a violinist, Sarah Bailey. And a junior student, Bailey First, violist, at Rice Shepherd School of Music. And what's interesting is a former double bass student of mine, Stephanie Dickerson, her entire family has a bluegrass group that's going to perform, the Dickinsons.
I think they're opening it, aren't they?
I think they're right before the second half.
Oh, I see.
And a former student of mine who is teaching with me right now, Fariga Drayton, a cellist, she will open the program. And Patrice will perform, and the Freivogels, their family, and I will conclude the concert playing a double bass solo.
Oh, well, we were talking about John McDaniel. He's going to, I think, play the piano and sing, is that
right? That's
right.
He's right before me. I forgot about that, yes.
So, Meg, are you familiar with everyone on the lineup?
Yeah, well, most people, I've met all of them. It's a very small music world. And actually, you know, played with Patrice in my former life in Kirkwood High School. Also, Liz and I played with Fariga Drayton. So all of us, you know, played chamber music together at some point in our lives. And also with Stephanie Dickinson, we were in St. Louis Youth Orchestra together. So it's a very small world, and all of us remain friends. We see each other on Facebook and try to catch up when we can. So it'll be a real nice reunion to see everyone and hear everyone play. And I just think it's a great thing to be raising money for the orchestra to go to this competition. I mean, it's such a great opportunity to give the students incentive to work hard and create a performance they're really proud of. And I think it'll make the orchestra program grow even more to get this exposure and have that experience for all of the students involved. So I'm glad we can do our little part to help, and I hope people come and support it.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing a big part. Talk about that, you know, providing motivation, you know, for a young student, because it's a big world out there, right? Making a living as
it
a musician,
is.
I mean, that's not easy.
It's not, and you know, but even if all these students don't go into music, I think it's the principle of learning to prepare something as well as you can, to work hard at your instrument and practice, and Mr. Jackson's so good at inspiring people to you know, make this final product something you're proud of. And I think you can apply that then to anything you do in your life. You don't necessarily have to go into music, but I think it'll be a really fun experience for those students to be playing in Carnegie Hall. I mean, people dream of that. So it's really exciting.
Hey, Meg, I know it's been a while since you graduated. Is it always Mr. Jackson to you?
It will always be Mr. Jackson, yes.
Give us a little insight into what your memories of working with Mr. Jackson back in the high school days, what that was like.
Uh-oh.
It was great. I mean, personally, I think that he taught me how to be a leader in the orchestra. And, I mean, he leads by example, really. He held everyone to the same standard, no matter what your ability level is at the instrument. I think he commands this respect, and he loves the music so much that it's really a contagious attitude. And he always made sure that we were challenged to our full potential, and I think that he's a great teacher that way. I loved playing in orchestra. At that point, you know, I think we had the opportunity to go to Tantera to play for an orchestra festival during All-State Week. So that was sort of like Kirkwood High School Orchestra coming out on a regional level, and now it's Carnegie Hall, so it's blown up. But yeah, he was always such a great teacher, and I have very fond memories of my time at Kirkwood with him.
Let me ask you one thing, Patrick. You came to Kirkwood in 91 from the Normandy School District, which had a really good program. And when you first started in the Kirkwood music program, it was underachieving be a fair way to put it?
Well, you know, the program had over the years before I got there gone through some changes, and I knew that coming in, and the district wanted to hire someone to, you know, enlarge the program and motivate students to rebuild. And when I started at the high school, there were only 19 students and 19 students at the middle school, so I had a total of 38 students.
Hmm.
And at this point, we have about 382 students playing strings.
Did you know you could do that?
You know, that wasn't really the goal, you know, necessarily to have so many students, but I was very confident that I thought I could make a difference in students' lives, and that's what's most important.
Well, let's remind people that Kirkwood High School presents Live at Lincoln Center Benefit Concert. That's going to be 1 week from this evening, Friday, December the 21st, 7 p.m. at the Keating Performing Arts Center at Kirkwood High School. If you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link. I know you can get tickets that way. You can get tickets at the door. And just any final thoughts about what to expect a week from tonight?
I think the audience will have a great time and see some very, very high-level playing. And it's not a missed concert. Hopefully everyone can try to make it.
Not to be missed.
Yeah.
And Meg, one final thing for you. What does an experience like this one, you know, a young high school student going to Lincoln Center, or maybe it could be Carnegie Hall, anywhere, and competing and performing, what does it do for a young musician?
Oh, I think you can't even put into words how important it is. I think it is something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. I think it's a really special opportunity to get up on stage every time you can, and especially in such a special place like New York City. You know, it's going to be magical, I think, for those students, and I just wish them the best of luck.
And people here can show their support by doing what? going to the concert Friday, right?
Yeah, they should come to the concert. They definitely should. I mean, it'll be fun for the performance, but I think the audience as well, to have such a wide range of people playing, I think it'll be a really fun evening. So I hope people come out.
Patrick?
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
We look forward to it. A week from tonight, 7 p.m., go to our website for further information. Meg Freivogel from the Jupiter String Quartets joined us on the phone. Patrick Jackson from Kirkwood High School, its orchestra director, have both been with us today. Thank you so much and best of luck. And let us hear from you once you get back from Lincoln Center.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Next on Cityscape, Sound Bites. And later, A Wicked Wonderland, a one-night event to benefit Stages St. Louis and Broadway Cares. This is St. Louis Public Radio.